Welcome to Garrett's World. Garrett's World. Asperger and me. A podcast dedicated to dealing successfully with Asperger syndrome in our everyday lives. Join us for a new subject where Garrett explains how he deals with Asperger syndrome in his own life. And now, here's your host, Gareth Edwards.
Hello, and welcome to Gareth's World, Asperger's and Me. And today I'll be discussing how to make and keep good friends whilst having the condition. When it comes to making good friends, this is not easy for someone with Asperger's syndrome to do, and it can be considered by some to be as impossible as well. So how do we make good friends? Well, I thought I would start by playing two pieces of audio from two good friends of mine. And as you will hear, both are partly responsible for the formatting of this podcast. The first is from Rick Moyer. Now, Rick is the man you will hear at the start and the end of the intros and the outros of this podcast each month. He and his wife Amy also have a podcast as well and been very supportive of me and this podcast over its run.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rick Moyer, and my good friend Gareth here asked me a question. He said, what is it that makes me a good friend to you, and how do I keep you as a good friend? And that's a great question. I think it's something that is mutual, obviously, and that each person derives pleasure and satisfaction from the relationship with the other person. And friendship is, you know, can be deep, it can be casual, whatever. But I would say that, Gareth, you definitely are a good friend. And I think the reason that you are and what makes you a good friend is that you're very encouraging. You notice things about me and you talk to me about them and you're interested in my life. And that, to me, that makes you a good friend. And the other thing, too, is I know that if I'm low or having a rough time, I can always reach out to you and you will always have something kind and compassionate to say to me. And that to me, makes me a good friend because you're available to do that, which I think is really nice. And even though we live clear across the ocean from each other, I still consider you to be a good friend because you're very encouraging to me. Now, the question is, how do you keep me as a good friend? I think it's just that. I think that one of the things that I try to do for you is just encourage you in what I know you are gifted at. And I think you're really good at communicating, and I think you're great at podcasting, and you're creative, and you're funny, and you've just got a lot of good things going for you. And I just try to encourage you in those things because I just see so much potential. And you haven't let me down, man. I'll tell you what, you've just done awesome. So I love listening to your podcast, and I think it's great that you branched out and started doing this. It's just really, really cool. So I would say for me, the biggest thing that makes you a good friend, Gareth, is your encouragement to me and your faithfulness of always saying, you know, you are one of the few people that will comment on our podcast and comment on different things, music and stuff that I do. I mean, I have several people that will say something to me, but you are very consistent, and that is really encouraging to me. So that's what I would say. So thank you again, Gareth, for your friendship, and I hope that we're friends for a long, 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 long time. And I wish we lived closer because we'd go do stuff together because that's what we would do. I'm just saying. So anytime you're over in the States, you're welcome. Okay. Have a good one, Gareth. Thanks again for being a good friend.
And next up is the self-confessed Martian, Stefan Sonok. Now, Stefan, as you all hear, is an author of many a project, including The Martians Are Here, and recently Beyond the Mouse Home. He too has supported my nature, and I'll let Stefan speak for himself.
Hi there, Gareth. It's Stefan in Queensland now, because I used to be in New South Wales, which is a very different part of Australia. It's, well, more humid to start off with. Anyway, you asked me a question, which was, how did we become friends and how do you keep me as a friend? Interesting question. Not sure that I've got quite the answer you're looking for, but I will answer the question anyway. So as to the how did we become friends, well, when I was writing Rose of Mars, you started to write to me about the story and things that you connected with within the piece. And what I found in our back and forth emails was that we had a lot in common in terms of how we thought about the world, some things we were interested in. Obviously, we have a common interest in War of the Worlds, and just in general, you know, we seem to be pretty compatible. And I just really, really enjoyed our back and forth emails. And obviously, since then, we've gone on to do podcasts and all sorts of things together. And, you know, and I count you amongst the best of my friends. As for what do you do to keep that friendship going, well, that's a really tricky thing. Because, you know, I'm assuming that this is kind of an Asperger's question, so that it's an indicator for, you know, as someone with Asperger's or someone dealing with someone with Asperger's. What I'll say is that to me, a friendship, you know, in like this, or is like no other. It's like any other. What I found is that, to be honest, until you told me that you had Asperger's, I had no idea. And I just approached it from the point of view that we had a lot in common. And that's pretty much really what it comes down to, is if you find two people who have a lot in common, even if there are differences between them in terms of race, religion, all sorts of weird and wonderful things that come up in the world, people from all sorts of different backgrounds get to be friends with each other without necessarily it making a whole lot of sense. And, you know, that's pretty much how I see it. You know, we hit it off. And I've obviously enjoyed your friendship a lot. And, yeah, we work together as Martians and all that kind of stuff. So, in terms of what you have to do to keep that friendship, not really a lot other than to do what you do. You know, we email each other, message each other, and you bug me every now and again when I go off into my work heavy periods or whatever, and remind me that you're still out there, because sometimes I can be very slack at communicating myself. And yeah, that's something that I appreciate, the fact that, you know, you prompt me when I get slack. And well, that's pretty much all it comes down to, is, you know, knowing that someone's out there. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but, you know, I guess more broadly, as an advice for someone who's dealing with an Asperger's person, would be don't do anything particularly differently. If you have things in common, that's good. If you have things that you can work with as the basis for a friendship, then go with that. The only thing I will say is that, just on my experience having an Asperger's nephew and a daughter who's mildly Asperger's, is being a little bit patient in terms of, you know, sometimes what I've experienced with Asperger's is there's that time out need, where people need time out. But then again, I'm no different. You know, I think most human beings get overloaded at various points in time. You know, so in other words, patience, but that'd be it. And my advice for an Asperger's person who wants to make friends, it's very, very simple. If you meet somebody who's, or, you know, be it via the internet or any other way, and you have something in common, go for it. It's as simple as that. You're both human beings. So I'm not sure whether that helps, but it's about as good as I have. Anyway, Gareth, no doubt we will be talking soon, and great that you're doing this podcast, and I will obviously hear you yet again on this podcast and on Highway to Mars.
So as you can hear, these two have become good friends. So how to begin? I find it best to be social in a world of the internet. Unlike, say, real life, If the conversation is going wrong, or you're not getting on with the people in you're talking to, it's easier to leave it. Chat rooms and even virtual worlds such as Second Life can be very helpful in this regard, as they have a high volume of people passing through. And also, it is easier to leave the conversation if you do not like what is going on, or if the people are just not gelling with you. Also, try joining forums and groups where they're related to your passions, so it allows you the freedom to go on about it and appear quite knowledgeable as well. Sooner or later, people will become interested in you as a person. This is a good sign, as they want to know a little bit more about you and who you are. Ask questions of others and pick up on the clues of the type of person that they are. Also, do not be afraid to admit that you have AS. As you heard, both can provide a deeper understanding, as much as there is negative people and views, you can provide a positive view as well. So what about the world outside the electronic world? Well, the principles are roughly the same. Find some groups that share your interests or visit places and get chatting to others in a group. But be warned, not everyone is your friend, and some might come over as such, but might change later. A good friend is someone who likes you for being you, and accept you as you accept them as the same. It's not as easy, and you might get hurt along the way, but you can stick to it. Normally, I would include this as feedback, but a while ago, I posted this question on a Facebook group I'm a member of, saying that I was going to cover this topic, and I was interested to hear what others' views were. Well, here is a few of those comments. Phoebe Cheyenne Alan Niels writes, I guess I feel really bad about my friendships, Zach Baldwin said. All the people who I call my friends kind of came to me. I don't know why or how, but I definitely wasn't the one that said hi first. Stephen Krisky, sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, says, compatibility is the key that which makes the friendship and relationship click. Libby Carlson says, yeah, people have come to me. I'm never the first person to say something. I don't have many friends. I have a lot of acquaintances, though. People I am friendly with. Someone might consider me a friend. I don't know.
Do you ever wish you could go back in time? Join me on Out of Range Podcast, and you almost can. When I rediscover childhood favourites from TV, movies, toys, comic books and much more. The usually irregular, but always entertaining geeky media show, Out of Range, can be found at dangelus.com/out of range. Search for Out of Range in iTunes or the podcast app of your choice.
So what's going on with me at the moment? Well, as you can guess, this episode has been severely delayed. I mean, it was supposed to come out in January, and it's now March. Now, this has been generally because it has been really, really hard for me to put into words that make sense how to get around this problem, because it's a complicated subject. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I might come over as being a bit knowledgeable, but I too have trouble making new friends and good friends. So don't think because I'm doing this podcast it's any easier for me, because it's not. Also, my hosting service I use, which is Podbean, has recently said that I'm using up a hell of a lot more data than I used to, and I don't know why, because the same amount of files that were on there originally are on there now. Both of those, as you can see now by me uploading, have been sorted out. I have had a few pieces of feedback asking about a few podcast related questions, which are, why are the episodes so short, and what's with the episode numbering system? Well, both of these are really good questions, and I will cover them here. The episode is kept short for several reasons. I tend to waffle on a lot, and I tend to go off track too much if it's too long. Also, I feel if an episode's too long, people are going to get tired of hearing my voice. Also, the file length can only be of a certain length in size by Podbean's free podcasting service. So I have to cut it short to keep it inside the file size limits. No, I'm not asking for this a full account. I would love a full account, but I think I would need to move it onto another server and really move it into being more my own service. So I'm not asking for that. And also I feel slightly that the artificial limit on the file size makes the programs better. As for numbering the episodes, this also comes primarily down from the previous issue. When I did decide to reboot this podcast, and that's another thing that not many people might know, that this podcast suffered a really big reboot right in its early days. I decided that I would take each subject as being a part of a subject, so that part one would be Asperger's syndrome, whilst part one of part one would be what is Asperger's, whilst part three of part one would be the related symptoms of Asperger's syndrome, hence the reason why you have numbers, the episodes are numbered 1.1 or 1.3. I hope this does clear up some confusion. Elsewise, I have been busy doing a lot of Let's Plays with King Isaac Lancer on Portal 2 co-op missions. Most of that is now up online, and you can view mine from obviously UK Gareth 316 or King Isaac Lancer, which is on King Isaac Lancer, which is KingIsaacLinksr. And also I have recently, between the last podcast and this podcast, done another Highway to Mars, all about the free Douglas Adams computer games. And if you do love Douglas Adams, it is worth a listen to, and that could be found at highwaytomars.com. So next time round, I will be discussing social withdrawal with regards to Asperger's syndrome. Thank you for listening to Gareth's World.
Thanks for joining us for Gareth's World, Asperger and Me, a podcast dedicated to talking about how to successfully manage Asperger's syndrome in our everyday lives, with your host, Gareth Edwards. Gareth would love to hear from you. If you'd like to write to him at gworldpod@gmail.com. That's gworldpod@gmail.com. And thanks for joining us for Gareth's World.
Do you remember playing great PC games like King's Quest, Command & Conquer, and X-Wing? Do you remember spending hours tweaking your config sys and autoexec bat files to eke out just one more K of conventional memory? If you do, then you may be interested in my show, The Upper Memory Block. Every 2 weeks, we talk in-depth about a game, game series, company, or technology from the DOS and pre-Windows XP gaming era. We'll discuss the story, gameplay, and technology of the games of the time. But more importantly, we're going to focus on what made each game special, interesting stories from their development, and how they shaped what PC gaming is today. If you remember gaming in the late 80s and early 90s, or you're interested in finding out more about it, come join your host Joe in the Upper Memory Block. That's the Upper Memory Block podcast at umbcast.com, or find it on iTunes.